The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Back here at LaSalle Prue High School, let's send it down to PA announcer Mike Porter for our starting lineups here tonight. You remember to turn the mic
and now,
on. Oh, there we go.
And now let's meet the starting lineups for tonight's game. First, visiting Silver Streaks from Galesburg High School. Number 4, Kiara Kilgore. Number 10, Grace Nelson. Number 24, Cadence Leidick. Number 32, Abby Lingefelter. And number 40, Abby Davidson. Galesburg is coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Lexi Daniels, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle. And now the starting lineups for the home team, the Morton High School Lady Potters. Number 12, Tatum Lambrecht. Number 20, Isabella Hutchinson. Number 25, Allie Meenan, Van Meenan. Number 30, Maggie Hobson. And number 31, Katie Krupka. The Lady Potters are coached by Bob Becker, assisted by Dakota Nelson and Claire Schmidt.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Mike Potter here at LaSalle Prue High School. Ready to get things underway. Streaks in their road, dark gray. White numbers, white and silver trim. Morton in their home white, red numbers, and black and red trim on the jersey. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks will be Abby Davidson at 6'1". For Morton, Katie Krupa, Harvard-bound at 6'2". And can we slow her down? That's the question here tonight.
That is the ultimate question. And we'll see. You know, sometimes officiating can lead to that, too. So we'll see how they're going to call this. If this gets called real loosely, the Streaks can be a little bit tougher with her.
All right, ready to get things underway here tonight from LaSalle Prue High School. And the tap is won by Krupa, and the Potters have it in the backcourt. Right wing it comes to Hobson. To Krupa, kicks it out left wing. Now top of the key, it goes to Van Meenan. Missed the shot and a tie-up on the rebound between
Lambrecht.
Grace Nelson and Tatum Lambrecht, and it's going to go to the Streaks.
Well, and right there, that's what you can't have. You can't give them multiple chances here, Tom.
All right. This is the Streaks with the Kiara Kilgore. Out high it goes to Abby Davidson, right wing. Grace Nelson with it. Try to get inside, and the Streaks turn it over.
Waited too long. Grace had her initially, waited, and then the defense recovered.
Over on the left wing, it goes to Lambrecht. Now it's Krupa at the free throw line. Drives down the right side of the lane. Scoops shot up. Blocked by Abby Davidson. Abby with a rebound. Great defensive play by Abby Davidson.
Well, and Abby Lingenfelter, too. She led her right to Abby Davidson to set that block up.
Caden Slidick with it. Gives out high right side to Grace Nelson near the center circle. Gives out to Abby Lingenfelter. Left baseline. It goes to Kiara. Back out to Grace Nelson. Out high left side between the circles. It's Caden Slidick. Right baseline to Kiara. Thought about the three. Penetrates. Gets inside and tries to go up and under and might get a three call. Now finally gets it up off the glass and in. Nice job by Kiara. She just took her time and until she got that opening, put it up off the glass and in. Streaks with a lead, 2-0. This is Lambrecht with it. Top of the key. Gets a left side to, or excuse me, this is Lambrecht. That was Van Meenen prior. Now it's Hutchinson with it. Dribbles to the left wing. Out high it goes to Lambrecht. Out high right side now, this is Hobson. Right baseline to Van Meenan. Top of the key, thought about the three, and Kiara closed out on her, back to Van Meenan. Now goes to Hutchinson. Right wing, Van Meenan penetrates, gets past the defender, and Abby Davidson with a block. And the rebound comes away to Caden Slotick. I think she got a piece of it. That's what it looked like from here. Couldn't totally tell. There's the other basket here.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have two baskets in the way.
Streaks with a lead, 2-0, 6-10 to play here in the first quarter. Kiara Kilgore left wing with it. Tried to find Abby Davidson. Good defense by Krupa around fronting her. Abby's as much as, just as tall as Krupa.
Right.
You know, they list her at 6'2".
Krupa's a little thicker, though.
Yeah. Kara with it between the circles. Gets a pick right side. Has it knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds back to the streaks of midcourt.
Well, and right there, Krupa hedged off on the screen and came up and met Kara right there. What Abby Davidson needs to do is sprint to the basket at that point. She might be able to get a layup while Krupa's trying to hedge up.
Grace Nelson bounces right out of the Felter, and it's a steal.
Streaks aren't watching. They're playing that pass. You Lampert can't throw that pass with them standing that close.
Krupa top of the key, and now Abby Leofelder is going to call for the push. As Krupa tried to go around her, Abby got a hand on the hip, and that'll be first foul of the basketball game. And that's something that Krupa does really well. She puts it on the floor. Not necessarily a great shooter from distance, but she finds ways to get in close for that, 8 to 10 foot range.
Well, she does a good job using her length on that first step. She steps around people, and that was a moving screen by Hobson, no call.
Top of the key, this is Van Meenen, fires a three and banked it in. She put her hand over her mouth like, oops, but it was effective. And Meenen with the first basket for Morton. They lead 3-2, 5:23 to play first quarter. Capri Ferguson in for the streaks, dribbles left and gets called for the carry.
Yeah.
You know, we don't see it called all season. But
no, it doesn't get called.
And she did it. She did. No doubt she did it. That
Three streak turnovers already.
Trailing 3-2, 5:18 to play first quarter. This is Hutchinson with it. Guarded by Kira Kilgore, picks up out high looking for help. Finally scoops it off to Van Meenen. Now right wing, this is Hutchinson with it. Drives in. Shot may have been partially blocked again by Abby Davidson. Couldn't see
it from
here.
I don't think so. Okay. She just airballed it over the top.
Capri Ferguson with it, and that should have been a foul there as it was reaching in on her was Hutchinson. Knocked it out of bounds and kind of leaned in and bumped her, but the streaks are going to get it back on the far sideline. Just under 5 minutes to play first quarter. Streaks trailing 3-2.
Well, Hutchinson's done that just about every time down the floor on our ball handler. She's trying to cut him off, so she tries to beat him to the spot but bumps him, and we haven't seen it called yet.
Abby Leofelder out high. Nice bounce underneath. Capri Ferguson lost a handle and out gets it back, going in against Krupa and got it blocked. Yeah, she wasn't. She had no chance. She thought maybe fading away off 1 foot would get her free, but it did not. Krupa, free throw line, looks for help. Now kicks out to Van Meenen. She fires another three, and that one was nothing but net that time.
Well, and I don't know how long you can keep Abby Davidson on her, because what they're trying to do is hedge off of her to double up on Krupa with Abby, and I don't think you're going to be able to do that much longer because Abby's not getting back out to the three-point shooter.
Kara Kilgore drives left baseline, gets reverses and tried to get it to Abby Langenfelder. Abby had fallen, though, and couldn't get to the ball. That's four turnovers by the Streaks, who trail 6-2. Krupa right wing for the Potters. Nice defense by Abby Davidson. Cut her off. Now kicks it back out. Top of the key it goes to Hutchinson. Now it's Van Meenen left wing. Top of the key it goes to Lamprecht. Left side, shot tapped away, and the rebound comes out long to Lamprecht on the left wing to Krupa from the left elbow. 15-footer up and good for Katie Krupa, her first basket.
Well, again, second chance opportunity there. Streaks have got to get that rebound. They're not doing a great job of boxing out.
Abby Leofelder, left wing, Caden Slidek, gets it down on the block to Abby Davidson, turns, fades away, and she rushed that one too much. You know, if she would have
Krupa didn't even jump with her.
No, nope, and Abby missed that one. Van Meenen with a rebound, stops at the free throw line. Left corner goes to Lamprecht. Back to Van Meenen, out high left side. Bounces to Krupa down the left block. Spins around right side, lays it up and in.
Streaks aren't going to have an answer for that. If they're going to let her use her chicken wing like she did there and hook, she's going to get that all day if they're going to let her hook around.
Coach Massey calls a full timeout. 3:22 to play here in the first quarter. It is Morton 10, Galesburg 2. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Want to take home some easy cash? Just wear your yellow WGIL button and you could be a winner, like Oscar Sliva, who took home $50. Find out how you can win at WGIL.com.
3:22 to play here in the first quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Morton Potters 10-2. Streaks jumped out to a 2-0 lead, and Did a good job initially on Morton a couple of times defensively, but Morton's been able to find the openings down the streaks with four turnovers already in the game.
Yeah, and the turnovers have been big because you're basically taking yourself out of offensive possessions, and Morton's so effective that they're going to get buckets on a lot of theirs, so you've got to be able to match them. And they're going to be efficient offensively where you're not going to get a lot of steals, so you're going to have to be better on the limiting their offensive rebounds.
Streaks with the basketball. Juniper Schwartzman in the streaks, turn it over again. Capri's pass couldn't get through, and that is five Galesburg turnovers.
Well, and Juniper was running at her. I don't know why she threw it at her when she was coming to set a screen. And this time the streak pressure works to force a turnover there. That pass too high over the head of Griffin, and it goes out of bounds. Streaks have the basketball.
First Morton turnover of the ball game.
Second. They had that jump ball.
That's right. Capri down the left side of the lane over Krupa, high off the glass. No, Krupa got the block and comes down with a rebound. You can only go so far in against her, and it's tough to get a shot off.
Yeah,
over.
And Capri's giving up about a foot.
Now another turnover by Morton as Lampert can travel with it, then threw it right into the hands of Kiara Kilgore. Juniper Schwartzman with it out high right side. Capri Ferguson. Capri, right wing, bounces for Kiara, posted up, leans in, up off the glass, and got it right up over Van Meenen. Took a little contact as well.
And I like the play because they took advantage of Kiara's post skills there. We got to keep doing that. Krupo's out of the lane, so it made it easier.
In for Morton now, that is Paige Griffin, a senior. Inside, Lamprecht gets free and falls over, went up off balance. Is it Juniper that gets the call?
Well, it was either Juniper or Capri. I couldn't see.
I thought they called Capri. Capri Ferguson with the foul.
She tripped her.
That's going to put Tatum Lamprecht at the free throw line with two shots, first free throw attempts of the night. And the first shot is up and good. Make it 11 for Morton. In for Morton is Paige Chapin. She'll give Krupa a break. Soraya Boyd in for the streaks, replacing Juniper Schwartzman. Second shot up, no good. Rebound, streaks that got loose and finally run. Oh, going to be off of the streaks last as Capri tried to run it down. And I don't know. She probably didn't know who it was off of, and she couldn't get there in time and bounced it out of bounds.
And again, it was a lack of boxing out. That ball came down, and the streaks didn't have Morton box out. Morton's aggressive to the basketball. You cannot expect them just to let you have the basketball.
Now a steal by Cadence on the inbound and pushed off. It is going to be streaks basketball.
That was off of, if you're not calling the bump, then that was off of Cadence.
Yeah, because she ran into, who was that, Griffin. And I thought then if you're not going to call that, you had to call the push off on Cadence, and it went out of bounds, but it goes back to the streaks. Kiara has it out high on the right side. Now Capri between the circles will set the offense against the Morton man-to-man. Gets a pick from Soraya, goes to the right baseline.
That should be a bump. Thank you. Jeez.
Yeah, there we go. And that's going to go against Paige Chapin.
Being a little slow on these whistles. That was clearly a block.
And that is the first foul on Morton here tonight. 1:58 to play first quarter, 11-4 the Potters lead. Capri to inbound from the right baseline. It comes to Abby Langefelter in the paint. Left hand up off the glass and in.
Nice
move. Good inbounds play. You can do that without Katie Krupa in the game.
Right. That's the big thing is the streaks have to take advantage right now of her not being in
there. They definitely have a post advantage without her in there. Right wing, this is Hobson with it. Top of the key, it goes to Hutchinson. Drives left, and they turn it over again.
Well, she got the shot up, but it got blocked.
It was a shot. Okay. This is Soraya Boyd down on the right block. Got herself too far under on the pass from Kiara.
She didn't know where she was.
Yeah. This is Griffin, kicks out to Hobson, or rather, Hobson. Now back to the top of the key.
Streets are in a 2-3.
Out high left side, goes to Hutchinson. Now Hobson drives to the free throw line, back to Hutchinson. Top of the key, dribbles left, down the left side of the lane, way too far behind the basket, air ball the shot, rebound, Abby Lingefelter. Good defense by the streets again. 63 seconds.
Need to convert some of these.
Oh, where's the push-off? They just, my goodness, who is that? Was that
Hutchinson?
Hutchinson just pushed.
Well, and she's done it every time, and they're not calling it, and that's what Coach Massey's saying right now.
Pushed her away from the basketball, then came down and got the easy layup. I don't know how, right in front of the official. My goodness.
Coach Massey was trying to talk to him about it. He wasn't having any.
Wow, I don't know how you missed that. Underneath, nice feed, and.
Oh, now we get a push. We were going to get a layup. Van Meenen's going to get called for the push underneath as they wave off the basket.
Oh.
That was going to be an easy two right there for Kiara.
Yeah, got it inside, posted up, and he blew the whistle. Is it on the shot? Are they giving her two shots, or are they going to give it on the floor?
I think no, he waved off the shot. It had to be and one if it was on the shot.
Yeah. Yep.
Because she made the basket.
Juniper Schwartzman, Abby Davidson back in as Abby Leofelter, Soraya Boyd will get a break. Grace Nelson back in as well. She'll inbound from the left baseline. 13-6 is the Morton lead, 36.7 to play first quarter. Grace inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Kiera, left wing, fires a three, too strong. And Krupa back in, gets the rebound for Morton. Krupa will bring it up herself, gets it out on the right wing to Hutchinson. Now it's Lamprecht who's back in. Lamprecht down high left side goes to Chapin. Back to Lamprecht between the circles.
Krupa's been in the lane the entire possession.
And there's the call, yep. 3 seconds to call on Katie Krupa. Is that four on them? Or
that's five.
Five, okay. Five Morton turnovers, six for the Streaks. 20.2 to play here in the quarter. Streaks can cut into this lead. They trail 13-6.
Another bucket here going into the second quarter.
Grace across midcourt, left of the center circle.
Be careful, Grace.
And there's
the
reach.
She did it again.
Yeah. They're not
calling any of that contact.
I don't understand. And now Grace gets flustered, finally gets it off to Kiera. Kiera down the right side lane, stolen away by Krupa with 1 second to play. Half-court shot no good, and Coach Massey's like, why are we not calling this contact? Unbelievable. All right, we've played one quarter of basketball. It is Morton 13, Galesburg 6. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Have a position you need filled yesterday?
We can put it in our jobs page at Galesburg.info and drive thousands of listeners right to you.
Not only will you get great exposure, but it's a much more streamlined approach to getting local applicants. Galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
That is one of the longest discussions I've ever seen Coach Massey have with an official. A good chunk of the end of that time out there and trying to get his point across about the pushing and shoving going on against our ball handlers. All right, Morton with the basketball start the second quarter. They lead 13-6. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson here at LaSalle Peru High School. Krupa drives
double dribble.
Lost the handle on it, and the Streaks get it on the turnover as Abby Davidson comes away with it.
I thought she picked that up and started dribbling again.
Too. Capri left side goes to the left corner to Abby Davidson. Working against Krupa. Now bounces inside to Kiera under the basket and gets tied up. And there's going to be a jump ball that's going to go to the Streaks.
Van Meenen was wrapped around her. And, again, no call. You can half front, but you can't stand behind them and wrap your arm around to the front. That's not a half front.
Capri to inbound from the right baseline. Miss Cadence coming down the left side of the lane. Now we got better get in. Nope, 5 second call.
Yep. That was a quick five, don't you think?
I knew she was getting close, but seven Streaks turnovers?
Eight.
Eight now. Eight turnovers, 6 points, 7:33 to play here in the first quarter. This is Lamprecht with it in the center circle, working against Cadence. Slide it, gives out high to Krupa left side. She hands off to Hutchinson. Right wing. Tatum now to Van Meenen, drives down the left side, misses
over
shot,
the back.
Hopefully goes over the back of Abby Leofeld. A good block out by Abby Leofeld. That's what you do. She was way out from the basket. You still got to get a body on her, block her out. Krupa picks up her first foul. 7:14 to play first half. Streaks trail 13-6. Capri Ferguson to set the offense. She'll be met by Hutchinson at midcourt. Goes left to the wing, picks up, looks for help.
All over her again.
Yep, had a hold of Capri's arm there now. Kiera, top of the key, drives down the right side, fakes Krupa, up off the glass and in. Nice job by Kiera. She knew Krupa was coming, got her up in the air, that hesitation fake, up and in, make it 13-8. Kiera was six. Van Meenen with it, out high on the left side. Out high right side, it goes to Hutchinson. Back to Van Meenen, fakes the three, good closeout by Abby Davidson. Left wing goes to Lamprecht. Lamprecht, guarded by Cadence Leida. Goes to the left elbow, now top of the key, Van Meenen. 6:36 to play. And it looks like Morton's a little bit confused unless you're just waiting to find Krupa open down in the post. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, now, no, I think there's some confusion out there on which play they're running.
Yeah, Van Meenen directing traffic. Now Krupa has it out on the right wing, guarded by Abby Lingefelter. Underneath, got it inside to Hobson.
Well, right there.
They count the basket?
Yeah, they did.
He blew the whistle before she went up. So that's why I wasn't sure.
Right there, Capri's getting caught behind the cross screen, and it happened three times in a row, and they finally set it up just right to get her. She got stuck behind, and then by the time she got there, Hobson was catching the ball and turning and scoring.
That is the second foul on Capri Ferguson. First basket by Hobson. She's got a chance at the traditional three-point play and converts. 6:19 to play first half, 16-8. Morton has doubled up the streaks here. Capri across midcourt right side to Abby Lingefelter between the circles. Left wing, Caden Slidick down to Abby Davidson down on the block and gets pushed behind by Chapin. Yeah.
I will never understand the difference in calling the call from the perimeter and the baseline.
Yeah.
Because on the perimeter, they've hit hands all over. We get into the post, and there's two hands to the back, and it's a foul.
Yeah, and I don't know that she actually pushed her head.
Right.
But I'm guessing
it was more like the hand check call.
Yeah. I'm guessing if that was Krupa, that call wouldn't have been made, though. Krupa's out of the game. That's why they got it down in there to Abby Lingefelter. Now, Kiara in the paint, little left-handed baby hook, couldn't hit it. And again, some body, and Coach Massey's talking to the official again. This is Hobson with it. Now right wing, it goes to Hutchinson. Missed the three, rebound, Caden Slidick. Caden's on the run, streaks with numbers. Caden's down the right side. Nice bounce to Capri. Can't hit, but she's fouled from behind. And is it Hutchinson, or is it going to go against Van Meenen? Goes against Hutchinson. That is her first foul, and that is now five team fouls on Morton. Capri Ferguson goes to the free throw line with
two
shots.
Can't leave points out there. And short.
And comes up short after hitting, eight in a row in the fourth quarter the other night. Misses the first here tonight. A little bit better shooting background here. You got a wall right behind the basket.
This is your more traditional high school
lot
gym.
A lot more like John Thiel gym. Second shot up and good for Capri, her first point of the night. And it's 16-9, 5:45 to play first half. Quickly back the other way. This is Hobson right wing between the circles, Van Meenen. Left wing goes to Hutchinson. Top of the key, Lampert. They just set a screen. A three from straight on is in and out, no good. Rebound, Griffin, blocked by Abby Lingefelter, and then she gets fouled. Oh, they called a jump ball. He blew the whistle. Abby Lingefelter had the ball and turned to throw the outlet pass. He blew the whistle and called a jump ball.
Who shot that three? Was it Van
Meenen? It was Van Meenen. It was Lampert. Lampert shot it. Missed it. Wow. So the ball goes back to Morton. Inbounding is Hutchinson. Should have gotten five there. And it comes to Lamprecht. Knocked away by Caden Slidick. She's kind of doing what they were doing defensively. And lucky she didn't get a call there. Left wing, Hutchinson now. Top of the key, Lamprecht. And a steal knocked in the backcourt by Caden. But Lamprecht able to run it down. Great hustle by Caden Slidick. Good hustle by Lamprecht to get it back. Good defense, Cadence Leidick. Now Lampert down the left side. Shot partially blocked by Cadence.
She's out of bounds, yes.
Yep, Lampert, the ball, rebound came off the hands of Chapin, and Lampert was trying to jump back inbounds from out of bounds. She had a foot out, and it'll go back to the streets.
Yeah, she never reestablished inbounds before she caught it.
5:07 to play first half. 16-9 is the Morton lead. Kiara Kilgore across midcourt left side. Just Abby Davidson out between the circles. Right wing, Grace Nelson back in. Grace looks over the defense.
No.
To Abby Lingefelter between the circles. Yeah, they got to get to Abby Davidson down on the block now. She's got Chapin guarding her at about 5'9". Now Kiara has it, gives to Abby Davidson, right wing to Grace Nelson. Top of the key, Kiara fires a long three. Good! Kiara Kilgore finally gets the lid to come off on the from behind the arc. She's got seven, and it's 16-12. Van Meenen, 4:33 to play first half. Now Chapin out high on the right side. Out high left side, it goes to Hobson, stopped at the free throw line. Left wing, it goes to Van Meenen, fakes, goes baseline, back out to Hobson, out high left side. Now Lampert near the center circle. Lampert working against Caden Slidick down the right side lane and tripped
Traveled.
And fell. Yeah, thank you. She turned her ankle, looked like kind of, she tried to stop and her ankle kind of turned, so she lost her balance.
She was going to go for the layup, and Abby Davidson cut off the lane to the layup, and I don't think she knew what to do with the basketball at that point. She tried to stop on a dime, and that wasn't going to happen.
That brings Krupa back in. Also, now Soraya Boyd in to post up against Katie Krupa. Abby Davidson, we get a break. 4:15 to play first half. Streaks trail 16-12.
Streaks got recognized.
Full court pressure, and they turn it over.
Turn it right over. Yep.
They tried to get into Grace, and right there
defense. Griffin Lambrecht cut the defense and pushed into Grace, and there was no passing lane. and nobody else came forward. You've got to recognize that. If they're going to press, you've got to be ready to do the press break.
And it comes to Lampert, tap of the key. Now it's Hobson, right wing, Van Meenen.
10 streak turnovers now.
Now down to Krupa. Nice look on the left baseline. Wide open was Griffin. And that's the first great, basket for Griffin.
Yeah, and great recognition there from Krupa. She saw the double team, knew somebody was wide open, and now Abby Lingenfelter
turned it over. Now it goes into the backcourt, and that's going to be, should have been an over and back.
It should have been, but they're not going to call it.
Streets got a break there as Abby Lingenfelter lost it, then kind of got a hold of it, tried to get it off. Now
good timeout here by Coach Massey. His offense is kind of disorganized.
30 seconds. Oh. Well, now it's a Mass timeout. Mass timeout now. Was going to be a 30 by Coach Massey. Now it's a Mass timeout with 3:41 to play here in the first half. Didn't get one of those in the first half. I thought based on the time it was 3:22 the first time. I don't know why they didn't give us a Mass timeout that time. All right, 3:41 to play first half. It is Morton 18, Galesburg 12. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Mazzari from WGIL. Come out for Critter Cove's Music Trivia Night this Saturday from 5:30 to 10 at Big Cats in Knoxville. $10 per person, 8 to 10 people per team, plus 50-50 drawing, bake sale, raffle items, and more. All proceeds help save injured and orphaned wildlife. Find out how to pre-register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
3:41 to play first half. Streaks trail 18-12 to the Morton Potters sectional semifinal. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all road games. Tell you what, they get new vehicles coming in, but they're going out just about as fast as they come in. They got a truckload on Friday we talked about. Gone today.
Wow.
They're all gone. They sold, I think, 5 this morning early. So you got to get there. Just talk to them. They'll let you know when new vehicles are coming in. Whatever you're looking for, they can find it for you. If they have to trade with another Nissan dealership somewhere, they're going to do it to find what you need. Now we got a foul on the inbound as Griffin reached in on Abby Lingenfelter.
Well, the Morton fans aren't happy, but that's been happening all game.
Well, so they hadn't been calling it, so that's why they're upset.
Right. But Griffin keeps coming through towards the back. Now, she could have legally tied up Abby Lingenfelter if she would have taken one more step and got around the side, and she's not.
Kira to inbound. Galesburg Nissan.
Travel.
Travel with it, yep.
Capri didn't put the ball on the ground.
Yep.
That's 11.
11 streak turnovers, 3:38 to play first half. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. Griffin will bring it up and set for the Potters. Guarded by Kira Kilgore. Bounces for Krupa out high. Left side back to Griffin on the wing.
Tom, Morton's being extremely aggressive.
That's a three air ball by Van Meenen, and it's going to go back to the Streaks.
Morton's being extremely aggressive on the jump outs when the Streaks are trying to throw the ball in because they know they're coming to the basketball. If they would V-cut, fake in, go out, they're going to be wide open, but that's not what's happening. The Streaks just continue to run straight to the basketball, and they just jump out in front of it.
Capri gets it across, left corner goes to Abby Davidson. Back out high, it goes to Abby Lingenfelter. Between the circles, it's Capri. Now Abby posted up, and they missed her. She was wide open in there against Van Meenen. Now Kiara, three-pointer left wing, in and out, no good. Abby Davidson with a rebound, up and in. Who was it? Somebody, Hobson, had a hand on it from behind, and Abby Davidson muscled it up and in. That's her first basket. It's 18-14, 3 minutes to play, first half. Left wing, it's Griffin. Top of the key goes to Van Meenen. Back to Griffin on the wing. And tried to get inside to Krupa, got knocked away. Krupa able to get it back. Now it's knocked
away. This
should
be streak ball.
Yeah, knocked away by
Cadence. Knocked it out. Knocked out of Krupa's hands, but I'm pretty sure that hit off Krupa floating out of bounds. So when Krupa posts up, she reaches behind her and grabs the defensive player almost every single time, and it's not getting called. Every time she's posted up against Abby Lingenfelter, she keeps grabbing behind her.
And now the Morton turns it over. Van Meenen threw one way, and Griffin went the other way, and that is, what, eight on them now?
That is eight on them. So 11 for the Streaks, eight for Morton.
2:40 to play first half. It is 18-14. Morton Streaks can cut it to two or one with a three. Capri.
I think Capri got away with another.
Yeah, but now they call the push on Griffin. I guess she was probably pushing off. Well, you were talking about the travel.
Yeah.
Not the foul.
she catches the ball on that sprint and doesn't get the ball to the ground very quickly.
Well, she's going to go to the free throw line with a chance to win a bonus. Griffin just picked up a foul. I thought they were going to call Capri for pushing off, but they called Griffin. The reason Capri was pushing off because Griffin was holding on to her. So that is her second foul. And Capri at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
Seven fouls on Morton, only three on the Streaks. And I would feel like it's the other way around based on what we've seen.
Yeah. Capri hits the first. She'll get the bonus. It's now 18-15, 2:37 to play in the half. This is not quite the Morton crowd we've seen in the past. Second shot up and good. A good crowd, but not some of the Morton crowds we've seen in the past.
No, I mean, they still have a pretty healthy crowd. Yeah. Geneseo might eclipse them here soon, though.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. All right, this is Hutchinson. Top of the key, it's Lamprecht working against Caden Slidek. Where's the five count? Now they finally start the count. Hobson to Hutchinson, top of the key, 2:20 to play.
Krupa calling for the ball to go into the wing. See, look how she's grabbing
behind
her.
Yeah, she's holding on to Abby Langefelter behind her as she posts up. Left baseline, it goes to Van Meter, knocked away from behind by Abby Langefelter. Now goes to the floor, and Tierra comes away with it. Down court to Caden Slidek. Caden's on the run, right side, lays it up and in. What great recognition by Tierra to get the ball to Caden on the run. And we are tied at 18, less than 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Van Meenen to Krupa out high left side, and Abby Leifeld just took a side body check. They're now down to Lamprecht on the left.
Oh, where was the foul?
Come on.
He wasn't even in
position. That's what Coach Massey's saying.
He was on the far side on the baseline, and he calls a foul on that
shot.
That's
three on Capri then, I think.
Did he call on Capri?
No. Who did he call it on?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, against Capri. That's her third foul. So Lamprecht got the shot up and in, and there was three streaks standing there straight up and down.
And he was on the backside of the play. There's no way he saw anything.
Nope. Free throw up and good for Lamprecht. And now Morton retakes the lead, 21-18, 1:44 to play first half. Kiera across midcourt, left side. Now on the dribble between the circles, picks up and gets Abby Langefelter out high left side. Abby picks up and threw it away. Try to get to Kiera.
Can't just float passes.
Hobson splits the defenders. Shot partially blocked by Abby Davidson. Now we're going to have
Come on.
It should have been a jump ball on the rebound, and they're going to call Abby Langefelter for a foul. She and Krupa came away with the ball together, and Abby gets called for the foul. Wow.
That's two now on Abby.
That was horrible. In it comes to Krupa, right wing. Now out high it goes to Hobson, right baseline, Lamprecht. Out to the wing now on the dribble. Lamprecht with 1:20 to play.
Don't lose Krupa here.
Now gets it to Krupa down on the right baseline. Back to Lamprecht. Fires a three. Rolls off, no good. And Van Meenen with a rebound. Kicks out to Hobson. 18-footer is no good. Weak side rebound, Abby Davidson. Now it's Grace Nelson. Streaks on the run. Down court it goes to Cadence running the floor and tried to reverse it, and a great defensive play by Krupa, able to get the block and come away with the ball.
Well, Krupa, you've got to know who's down there.
Now Van Meenen stolen away by Cadence. Cadence on the dribble, splits the defenders down the left side, stops up.
A lot of contact.
My goodness, and no call. Great job by Cadence to get it up and in. 42 seconds to play, 21-20 Morton. This is Van Meenen out high on the left side. Well, Morton knows we came to play tonight. Now Krupa.
Oh, we're going to get a foul on Abby Lingenfelter for pushing the screen. Okay. He initially called an offensive foul, but then he called it on Abby. That's three now on Abby.
He was right, his initial charge call. I don't know how. Wow. That was a moving screen. She was not set at all.
No.
Wow.
Six fouls down the streaks.
So now Abby Lingenfelter has to go to the bench with three fouls. And it comes to Krupa at the free throw line. 15-footer up and good. Got the roll on that one. She's got six and it's 23-20. 29 seconds to play. Grace Nelson in the backcourt. Streaks need to get down and
I would hold
get
for
a
one.
Make. Grace near the center circle with 20. Dribbles left. They're going to start the five count. And now gets a pick. And now she's going to get trapped up. And
so now it's at five. She left her. Yeah. It can't be a five-second call. The defensive player left her, and a different defensive player showed up.
Wow.
I don't.
Wow. Yeah.
Because Hutchinson was guarding her, and she left, and Lamprecht took over.
Yeah, that was a bad call. He just kept the count going.
Wow.
Jeez. This is Hobson. Travel with it, no call.
Unless they change that rule where there's some kind of continuation. I'm not aware of that.
3 seconds. It's push off. How do you not call the push off on she makes the three at the buzzer. She pushed Soraya Boyd off to get free to make the shot. How do you not call that? That's what Coach Massey said. How in the world did you miss that? She leaned in, pushed Soraya back, stepped back and shot the three, made it, and they counted it. That's horrible. Wow, it could not have been more obvious. Soraya did a great job defensively, was right there. She couldn't have got a free shot off. She pushed off. All three officials I know saw it. They were all watching her. Wow, how did you miss that?
Well, the official at the top was right on top of the play. How did he miss that?
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, the half comes to an end. Streaks make a rally. They tied it up, but now they trail by six heading into the second half. The problem is going to be Abby Lingenfeld doing a great job defensively in there on Krupa already with three fouls. All right, halftime. We'll come back and talk more about this one. Streaks trail 26-20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to YemAuto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit YemAuto.com to get your offer today.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Here's NFL legend Terry Bradshaw.
This is it, your last chance to win big money from Publishers Clearinghouse.
There are just days left to enter to win $5,000 a week forever on February 28th.
Yep, you got to enter at PCH.com. Before it's too late.
Win and you get $5,000 a week for your life. Then after that, someone you choose gets $5,000 a week for their life.
Real people really win. It's your last chance to enter, people. Come on, let's go. $5,000 a week forever. Last chance. Enter now at PCH.com.
Entries due 2/26. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at LaSalle Peru High School, home of the Cavaliers. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Sectional semifinal, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Morton Potters 26-20 is our halftime score. It was 23-20 and the half ended with Katie Krupa pushing off and pushing Soraya Boyd out of the way, stepping back and hitting a three. No foul called right in front of the official, and the shot counted. But Streaks, after being outscored 13-6 in that second quarter, outscored Morton 14-13. Or excuse me, in the first quarter, outscored Morton 14-13. Is that right? 14-13, yes. in the second quarter.
Well, and the unfortunate thing is you think about the last 6 points for Morton, you had the and one from Lambrick, in which there was a phantom call on Capri, and then you had the fadeaway three after the push-off by Krupa. So, I mean, realistically, some tough luck for the Streaks going in out of the half, because it was 18-all at one point, and then they took the lead 21-18 after the and one. And then Streaks got the bucket back, 21-20, and then they get another two, the 23-20, and then 26-20 on that last one.
Well, you know, and the Streaks, I think, had them frustrated. They they had them questioning themselves down on their offensive end. And but what hurts now, Abby Lingenfeld are doing a great job so far in Krupa and getting help as well, but doing a great job defending her. She's got 9 points, but she's had to really work for them. Now she's got three fouls. Capri has been doing the majority of the ball handling. Now she's got three fouls as well. So you're down by, who knows how's it going to be called in the second half?
Right.
Are we going to start calling the pushing and shoving? Are we going to call it both ways? It's been interesting first half.
Yeah, we went through that stretch there at one point where they started calling the perimeter pushing, which we hadn't seen for most of the beginning. So,
all right, halftime here, 26-20 is the lead for the Morton Potters. Coming up tomorrow night, Galesburg High boys open their postseason play. They will play at the Limestone Regional. They are the number three seed. They will take on the Manuel Rams. They defeated Manuel. Before Christmas. They got the win. The winner will move on to take on the two seed Notre Dame, who plays. Are they playing the winner of?
Aren't they playing like Limestone,
East Peoria, or Limestone?
Yeah,
I think
it was the winner of that game.
Yeah, winner of that game. So they'll play tomorrow night. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickle will have that one for you here on WGIL coming up tomorrow night. If we get a win here tonight, we'll be back with you Thursday night and The winner of this game takes on the winner of the game between Geneseo and Peoria Notre Dame. That should be another good one coming up right after this one here tonight. All right, halftime, Streaks trail 26-20. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down some halftime stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Spotter 1 to Spotter 2. Come in, Spotter 2.
Spotter 1, go.
Spotter 2, across the street at about 3 o'clock, we got a button.
Negative, Spotter 1. That's a mustard stain. Stand down.
It was yellow on black, just like our button, Spotter 2. My bad.
Just shake it off and keep your eyes peeled.
Spotter 2, coming at you in the red coat, resting frown face.
Got it. Bring the cash, Spotter 1, and let's help turn that frown upside down.
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
the Packing House on Mulberry Street, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Mandy Balser from WGIL. Bring your toddler, ages 18 to 36 months, to the Galesburg Public Library every Wednesday at 10 a.m. for spring story time. They'll have books, songs, and more. Perfect for little ones and their caregivers in the Sanderson Room at the library. Learn more about this event and others on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly cloudy and windy tonight, overnight low at 12. The wind chill as low as 4 below zero overnight. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 24. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, slight chance of snow after midnight with an overnight low of 18. Thursday, mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of snow afternoon with a high of 29. While Thursday night, snow likely through midnight with an overnight low of 18. It's 21 at WGIL.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
High School Town Meredith, Eric Gibson, halftime, sectional semifinal. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Morton Potters 26-20. Let's run down some halftime statistics. Streaks led by Kira Kogor with 9 points, three twos and a three. 4 points for Caden Flydick on two baskets. 3 points for Capri Ferguson on 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 2 points on a basket apiece for Abby Davidson and Abby Lingefelter. Streaks the 3 for 4 from the line, the 1 3-pointer. For Morton, Katie Krupa with 9 points, three twos and a three, just like Kiara. Let's see, 6 points for Ellie Van Meenen on 2 3-pointers. 4 points for Tatum Lamprecht on a basket, 2 for 3 from the line. 3 for Maggie Hobson on a basket and free throw. 2 for Isabella Hutchinson, 2 for Paige Griffin. They hit 3 3-pointers and 3 for 4 from the free throw line.
10 turnovers for Morton, 13 for the Streaks. Streaks have been out rebounding 13-11, including 5-1 on the offensive boards. You really got to limit that going forward if you're going to have a chance here at the end, and the Streaks have to do a better job of getting offensive boards on their end. Morton shot the ball okay, 10 of 29 from the field, 3 of 12 from distance, 7 of 17 from inside the arc. Streaks, on the other hand, 8 of 16 from the field. Not a good number for the Streaks, only to get up 16 shots in that first half, but the combination of turnovers and limited offensive rebounds kind of lead to that. They're 1 of 3 from downtown, 7 of 13 from inside the arc.
Well, that 10 turnovers by Morton, that's pretty unusual for a Bob Becker coach team. They've been a team that's handled the ball really well, and that's how you can tell the Streaks had them frustrated on the offensive end.
Yeah, well, and it'll be interesting to see going forward what kind of adjustments Coach Becker makes here. I was honestly surprised. I don't know what your take here is, Tom, but I was surprised with how much Katie Krupa was out of the game in that first half.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was just trying to conserve energy so that in the second half she can play it out, but I don't remember her being off the floor that much when they played us at our place. So that's going to be something the Streaks are going to need to contend with. And like you said, Abby Lingenfelter already with 3 fouls. Yeah. She's been the one that's been the primary defensive assignment to her. So,
well, and with this as close a game as it is, you're not going to conserve her for a possible win for Thursday night. And he knows that, but he was even taking her out, even – as the Streaks were making their run. All right, Galesburg with the basketball to start the second half. They come out with Capri Ferguson, Kiara Kilgore, Abby Lingenfelter, Abby Davidson, and Cadence Leidick. It'll be Kiara to inbound from the far sideline of midcourt. Yeah, it's a turnover right off the bat, and Capri thought she got pushed out of bounds, but she stepped on the sideline as she took the pass, and the Streaks start the the second half with their 14th turnover.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't have something drawn up for that after we talked about how much of a difficulty they had there in that first half.
Backdoor pass to Lamprecht. Missed
over
shot
the back!
It goes over the back. Thank
Finally.
You. There we go. That is her second foul. My goodness. Late whistle, and it came from the official out here on the near sideline toward midcourt. Bob Becker didn't like to call, but Krupa obviously went over the back of Abby Lingenfelter. Picks up her second foul. So Streaks for the basketball. Capri, right corner, goes to Abby Davidson. To Abby Lingenfelter on the right wing. Abby puts it on the floor, picks up, and now her pass nearly stolen away, and Kiara able to run it down out near midcourt. Kiara gets a pick from Abby. Lamprecht picks her up. Now she gets double-teamed and gets off to Abby Davidson.
Streaks have way too many players in one small area of the floor right now. Now we got to set it back up and space it back out.
Capri down the right side of the lane.
Some
lays
contact.
It out. No, and they're going to call the foul before the shot, and this is going to go against Hutchinson.
Yeah.
And that'll be her second foul. And that means Capri will inbound from the left base, or right baseline for the Streaks. Looking, finally gets into Abby. Lingenfelter gets open underneath, lays it up and in.
And that's where the over-aggression by Morton can bite them. And good job by Abby Lingenfelter coming through on that play and Capri being patient.
26-22, Morton, 7:05 to play here in the first half. Get to Lamprecht down on the right block, puts it up off the glass and in.
Again, Streaks are trailing on cutters. You can't trail underneath on cutters because then you get held up on screens like that and it leads to wide open layups.
28-22, left corner goes to Abby Davidson. Now Abby Lingenfelter on the left wing, puts it on the floor, picks up, and her pass
throws
is stolen
it to nobody.
Away. Hobson comes away with it for the Potters. Now
Streaks
goes to
get
Lamprecht.
Back.
Yep, Lamprecht lays it up and in. That's... twice in a row, Lamprecht's gotten free. She's got four quick ones
in the second half,
eight for the game.
And you
got
to sprint back. The Streaks were worried about defending the players that they're assigned to, but nobody was back there for Lamprecht. That should be a bump.
Yeah,
a bump.
Gets bumped
and
again,
another
now
bump, and now she goes to the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball? How is that a jump ball? It's either a travel.
Yeah. Yeah, now Evan's talking to this other official. Well, I don't know. I went over there. You can just tell the way he's putting his hands. Well, I don't know. I didn't make the call. Well, you saw what was going on.
Well, and again, the blocks, every time down the floor, Lambrick's getting in, or Hutchinson's getting into her and bumping her.
This is Hobson with it out on the right side. Krupa out between the circles. 6:16 to play third quarter, 30-22 Morton. Hutchinson now, Krupa, left wing, Van Meenen fires a three, good.
Well, and again, that's the tough assignment because you have Abby Davidson on her.
Yeah.
Biggest lead of the game.
She's got nine all on three-pointers. Make it 33-22, and Coach Massey calls a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 6 minutes to play third quarter. It is Morton 33, Galesburg 22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Get it, wear it, and win cash when you're spotted. Pick up the yellow WGIL button at Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
6 minutes to play third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Morton Potters. Biggest lead of the ballgame now, 33-22. A couple of easy baskets for Tatum Lamprecht. Now a three by Ellie Van Meenen, her third of the game. And the Streaks have it. Alexis Edgerson makes her first appearance tonight. She'll inbound to Kiara Kilgore. Kiara out high. Morton in a 2-3 now, where they're kind of spreading it out a little bit as well. Cadence Leidick, cross-court pass.
You can't throw that pass, Cadence. Tried to just wing it over the top of the 2-3, and the 2-3 is too wide.
Krupa fires a three right wing. And
oh, my gosh. This will be the fourth on Abby Lingenfelter. She turned around. Krupa hit the floor. She didn't go into her. Krupa flopped, and the back end official who's blown his whistle like once
and
the entire game.
How's she going to get three shots because it was after the shot? If
right. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what it drives me nuts is they always call this, even if they've already hit the floor. It's not supposed to be that way, but that's what gets called because none of these officials understand that once that ball is released and the shot is and they hit the floor, it's an after the shot foul.
So Abby's still in, and I think she missed a second. Now Soraya Boyd's going to come in and replace Abby Linkenfelder, who's got four fouls. All right, in for Morton Lamprecht back in, replacing Hobson. 5:43 to play, third quarter, 34-22 is the Morton lead. Krupa at the free throw line. She's got 10 in the game and missed that one as well. And Lamprecht pushed off on the rebound, but Soraya Boyd able to run it down. Now Kiara Kilgore down the right side of the lane. Gets between her and past Krupa. Laid it up no good. Abby Davidson with the rebound. Can't hit. And who's the foul going to go into? The Krupa?
I don't know. I thought it was clean, but.
Yeah, who are they calling? He's looking in Krupa's direction. Yeah, Katie Krupa just picked up her third foul. Wow. So Abby Davidson's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 2 points in the ball game on a basket. First one is up and missed it.
Can't leave free throws out there. Shoot three or four in that first half, and this will be the first miss on the first attempt here in the second.
So Abby Davidson, the 6'1 senior at the line, eyes the second. Up and rolled it around and through. She's got three of the ball game, and it's 34-23, 5:32 to play here in the third quarter. Hutchinson brings it across, left of the center circle, picks up, top of the key it goes to Griffin. Now passed, nearly stolen away by Caden Flight. It couldn't quite reel it in.
Yeah, good job by Caden, so playing that passing lane.
Yeah. They'll inbound right in front of their own bench. It'll be Hutchinson to inbound for Morton. 5:22 to play, third quarter. Sectional semifinal here from LaSalle Peru. Town Meredith, Eric Gibson inbound comes to Lamprecht. Top of the key, back to the left wing to Hutchinson. Looking for Krupa. Posted up on Soraya Boyd. Kicks it back out. Good defense by Soraya. Good help by Abby Davidson.
Yeah, it's a tough matchup for Soraya. She gives up a lot of length.
Hutchinson, top of the key, Griffin, traveled, no call, down the right side, lost a handle on it, and Kiara comes away with it. Down court it goes to Soraya Boyd, runs it down to the baseline, lost a handle on it, now got it to Abby Davidson on the left wing.
Soraya's playing kind of fast. She needs to slow down, and we're going to get a carry.
Oh
a carry.
God. We haven't seen
called it all season.
Twice tonight now. Jeez.
Hutchinson carries it every time she brings it up the floor.
Jeez. Free Ferguson back in. She's got three, replacing Alexis Edgerson. 4:54 to play, third quarter. Streaks fell asleep on that one, and Hobson got three on the right
side.
Nobody
picked her up.
She's got five, and it's 36-23.
Streaks didn't recognize that nobody had her. And
three on the dribble. Free throw line, gets past the defender, and had tripped up and laid up. Missed it. Soraya Boyd hustling after the rebound. Now it goes out. It's going to be out of bounds off of Hutchinson. As she kind of fell over, was laying partially out of bounds.
Yeah, and I don't think she touched the ball while it was on the floor and she was out of bounds either, but whatever, we'll take it.
Capri inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Kiara on the left wing. Kiara on the dribble, fakes, looking for help, dumps it down to Soraya behind the block, gets it underneath. And who was it? Capri. And Krupa comes away with a rebound. Down court it goes to Hobson. Hobson drives right baseline, kicks it back out, and it's nearly stolen by Cadence. Couldn't quite run it down again. And it goes back to the Potters down on the right baseline. 4:14 to play in the quarter, 36-23, Morton.
Streaks really need to get on a run here and get this down around 6 or 8 by the end of the quarter to feel good about fourth.
Krupa out high left side. Lamprecht, top of the key, it's Hobson. Left corner, Van Meenen, don't want to leave her open. Now it's Lamprecht out high on the left side, brings it back out with 4 minutes to play in the quarter. Hobson, now Krupa between the circles, dribbles left, kicks to the left wing to Van Meenen. Now Hutchinson, Lamprecht top of the key for three, missed it. And
over the top
again, and that time Van Meenen, and they keep it alive. Now Abby Davidson can get called for a push. How did you not call the over the back? You saw Soraya go flying under the basket when, oh my gosh. Wow, that is frustrating. 3:44 to play, and there was less contact on that shot on the foul on Abby. This is unbelievable. All right, full timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:44 to play in the third quarter. It is Morton 36, Galesburg 23. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care love your vision. They love them so much that if something really bad happens to your eyes after hours, one of their doctors will get up out of bed and meet you at their office to provide emergency care. It's true. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If it's an emergency related to your eye, you can skip the ER and call Kehoe Eye Care.
Your eyes are too precious to put on hold in an emergency.
So Sunday afternoon, Wednesday at midnight, the Tuesday after next at 8:30, Kehoe is there for you.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
How would you like some extra cash for not much work? Well, the WGIL Button Spotter is out and found Deb Gamble. She won $100. You could be a winner as well from WGIL.
3:44 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 36-23 at the free throw line is Hobson.
One for one so far in the game from the stripe.
And
she's
going to
get two.
Two shots this time around on the phantom foul. The no foul going over the back after the rebound. Made the first. 37-23.
Streaks getting into danger zone here.
Yep.
You really need to start chopping away at this deficit.
And makes both.
Streaks with only 3 points in this quarter. Been outscored 12-3 at this point.
Capri Ferguson, left wing, left corner goes to Abby Davidson. Now to Soraya Boyd on the wing, gets to Kira, posted up against Krupa. Nice dump underneath to Soraya Boyd, laid it up, couldn't hit, but the foul's going to go against Hobson. Good job by Kiara. She knew, she recognized she wasn't going to get a shot off up over Krupa, made the nice dump down to Soraya.
Good cut by Soraya, too, to recognize that there was an opening there.
First foul on Hobson, and Soraya Boyd goes to the free throw line with two shots, 3:31 to play here in the third. First one is up and good.
She's looked like she's played a little too fast so far in this game, Tom, but on that free throw, she really slowed everything down and was able to hit it nicely.
Soraya Boyd, the sophomore, undersized post player, but she's amazingly athletic, jumps well, she's very quick. Second one is up and good. First 2 points of the night for Soraya, make it 38-25. Get this to single digits before the end of the quarter. Out high left side, left of the center circle, this is Hobson working against Capri Ferguson. Picks up, right wing goes to Griffin, who's now in. Looking for Krupa, gets it to her out high on the right side. Back to Griffin in the corner. Now
again,
wing.
Krupa holding Soraya from behind.
Griffin, left wing, top of the key, or rather right wing. Now it's Hobson back to Griffin on the right wing. Fakes, goes baseline. Kicks it over to left corner, Lampert. Wide open three. Missed it, though. Rebound, Abby Davidson on the weak side. To Capri Ferguson, another three to play in the quarter. Caden Slidek, right baseline, fake the shot. Pulls it back out. Now swings it over to Kiera on the left wing. Fires a three. Oof. Missed it badly, and the rebound comes away to Hutchinson. Now it's Lampert with it out high on the right side. 2:38 to play. Hobson, left baseline to Griffin. Griffin bounces inside to Krupa. Lost a handle on it, and Caden Slida comes away with it. Caden's on the run left side, and a foul's going to be called on, I think, Hutchinson. That's probably the least of the contact that's happened here tonight. Did reach in on her. We'll take them when we can get them. That's her third now. That is team foul number five on Morton here in the second half. Krupa actually goes to the bench, and Van Meenen comes back in.
Again, Streaks have to take advantage of Krupa out of the game. See if you can get a few buckets here.
Caden Slidek, right wing. Looks over the defense, bounces for Streaks got away with one. She thought they were going to blow the whistle, and they didn't. She looked at the official. Now Cadence drives baseline, gets to Kiera, left wing for three.
Man, we needed that one. That should be straight basketball.
What in
the world?
You got to be kidding me. He stood there and thought about it for a while and then pointed toward Morton. There were two white jerseys there that it went out on. Hobson and somebody else.
Right, Soraya touched it, but it went off Hobson last.
Wow. And it comes to Lamprecht, 2:09 to play here on the third quarter.
Push off from Lamprecht.
She put her hand on Cadence's chest and pushed her away. Now the elbow. Lamprecht, left baseline, it goes to Hobson. Hobson drives in right side, up off the glass and in.
Oh, man.
Got no help on that one. Capri with it, 40-25, Morton. Kiara Kilgore, Capri, top of the key inside. Abby Lingefelter, who's back in. Her pass knocked away and stolen by Van Meenen.
Six turnovers in the quarter for the Streaks, 19 for the game. Nobody Lamprecht. Cut off Lamprecht.
They're not going to count that, are you? Are they? They can't. He blew the whistle way before she took an extra shot. Okay. Oh, they did count it.
I told you.
He blew the whistle. She got bumped, then went up for the shot.
Yeah. The bump happened. She took another step, threw it up. It went in.
Wow. So Kiara got called for the foul. That's her first.
Chance to make it an 18-point lead. This game is beyond danger zone at this point.
Yep. Lampert converts and make it 43-25. Grace Nelson back in, replacing Capri Ferguson. 1:35 to play third quarter.
Streaks have been outscored 16-5 in this quarter. Or 17-5, excuse me, in this quarter.
Kiara out high left side. Bounces to Cadence in the center circle. Right side it goes to Grace Nelson on the wing. Grace drives baseline. Kicks back out to Abby Leofelder left wing to Soraya Boyd on the left side. Bounces for Kiara down on the block. Reverses. Up off the glass. Missed, but she gets fouled.
I think this one's on Hobson.
Does go against Hobson, and that is just her second foul. That's going to put Kiara at the free throw line. She's got 9 points in the game. Hasn't scored here in the second half. So Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line. First one is up and good. She's got double figures again tonight. 43-26, 1:17 to play in the quarter. Kiara Kilgore, sophomore for the Streaks. Eyes the second. And puts that one home as well. She's got 11, make it 43-27. Lamprecht to bring it up against Caden Slidick and pushes off again. How the officials looking right at her. Two officials are, and there it goes again. Caden's nearly got the steal. Got it off to Hobson. Now Van Meenen has the top of the key. Van Meenen left wing goes to Griffin. Now it's Lamprecht right of the center circle. Under a minute to play. Van Meenen out high left side with 52.
This is where you'd want Soraya pressuring. Yeah. She's quick enough to stay with Van Meenen.
Yeah. Now a steal by Grace Nelson. Good defense by Kiara. Grace on the run. Bounces for Cadence right side. Loss of handle. Going to be called for a travel.
Seven turnovers now for the Streaks in the third, and that's 20 for the game.
That's unfortunate when he had a chance to get one on a fast break. Alexis Edgerson back in. She's going to give Cadence a break for the last 42 seconds of the third quarter here. Coach Massey tells him to pick up with some pressure, and it comes to Lamprecht with 40 seconds to play. Lamprecht working against Alexis Edgerson. Cross midcourt, left to the center circle. Lamprecht on the dribble. Now where's the fight? Where are they even counting? Griffin gets it out to Van Meenen. Left baseline it goes. Or rather, that was Chapin. Griffin. Now it's Lamprecht left wing. Drives baseline. Leans in. Traveled. With it. Oh, my goodness. Where's the travel? I don't even know that there was contact, but if there was, it was way after the travel. Alexis Hedgerson gets called for the
foul. And they're going to call it on the shot.
Oh, my gosh.
On the shot. I'm lost.
She lost her footing, took an extra step, and I'm not even sure there was a foul anyway. Travel happened way before any shot or foul. She makes the first, and that brings Krupa back in, replacing Griffin. 18.5 to play in the quarter. It is 44-27, Morton. Tatum Lamprecht at the free throw line. Second shot is up, and that one is in and out, no good.
Over
and
the
Soraya
back.
With a rebound with Van Meenen on her back. Now Kiara has it, picks up, and her pass stolen away by Krupa. Jeez. Krupa, right wing, fate, drives in, runs right into Kiara.
Oh, my God, and then a late call.
You got to be kidding. That if there was any contact, it was, and Coach Massey's wanted to travel. Kiara played great defense, and
Krupa went
right
into her.
Yeah. Wow.
Jeez.
Unbelievable.
Aren't the officiating crews supposed to get better as you go further in the playoffs?
Krupa hits the first. I mean, I don't care that Kiara was up in the air. The contact was initiated by the offense. She was held her ground in the air. Missed the second one. Soraya with a rebound. 3 seconds to play. Kiara with it. Top of the key. Gets fouled. No call on the three. And Morton comes away with it, misses the three-quarter court shot. We played three quarters of basketball. Morton in control. It is the Potters 45, Galesburg 27. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Spotter 1 to Spotter 2. Come in, Spotter 2.
Spotter 1, go.
Spotter 2, across the street at about 3 o'clock. We got a button.
Negative, Spotter 1. That's a mustard stain. Stand down.
It was yellow on black, just like our button, Spotter 2. My bad.
Just shake it off and keep your eyes peeled.
Spotter 2, coming at you in the red coat, resting frown face.
Got it. Bring the cash, Spotter 1, and let's help turn that frown upside down.
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next concrete project.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show. Robert Knight of the Washington Times. We're looking at the New York Times and their problem with Russia. We'll see you here.
Tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Streaks with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Kara Kilgore goes in against Krupa. Fakes, puts it up, and no call.
Oh, he called that block.
Wow. Now Capri comes down with a rebound, gets knocked to the floor, no call. Krupa comes away with it for Morton. Streaks got outscored 19-7 in that third quarter. Top of the key, Van Meenen, wide open three and nailed another one. That is her fourth of the game. 12 points all from behind the arc. 48-27 is the Morton lead. Abby Lingenfelter near the center circle. Gets to Kiara, left wing. Back to Abby on high on the left side. Back to Kiara, left baseline. Fires a three. That one's off the mark. Nearly banked it in. And Kiara gets her own rebound. Drives in. Up off the glass. No good. And the ball went off. I thought Van Meenen knocked out. I was going to say it went off of Kiara. Streaks, Coach Matthews wants to pick up the pressure. And
well, I was
going to
say, I mean,
the
you're,
other way. Yeah.
You're down by 21. You got to at least do something here to try to create some havoc.
All right, so nobody Krupa back on the bench.
Why is nobody guarding Hutchison?
Yeah, just kind of,
I guess we're not really pressing.
Yeah. Lampert with it in the backcourt. She'll bring it across right of the center circle. 7-10 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail by 21, 48-27.
I didn't understand why they even did that if they weren't going to press them.
Lampert out high on the right side. They're going to take their time on the offensive end now. Van Meenen, now Griffin out high on the right side. Streak's not really pressuring too much. Now Lampert drives down the left side of the lane, scoops it out to Hobson. Hobson back out to Griffin. Now out between the circles, Van Meenen with 6:43 to play. They're going to run some.
There's no benefit. I mean, if the Streaks don't get enough possessions to even have a chance of scoring 21 points, then it doesn't really matter.
Now Van Meenen gets way down the left side of the lane, and Abby Lanfield is going to fall out of the ball game.
Wow.
Jeez. Called a hack. I saw a bump.
Yeah. Abby fouls out with 4 points and three rebounds.
So
she played pretty good defense on Krupa for that first half, even though she ended up picking up three fouls.
All right. So that puts Van Meenen at the free throw line. First shot, missed it. Like, apparently she can only shoot from behind the arc. All her points have come from behind the arc so far tonight.
She is 4-6 from downtown.
She's just a sophomore, isn't she?
Freshman. Yeah.
Freshman, okay. Missed the second, and the rebound, Cadence Leidick. Cadence across midcourt, right side. Oh, really? You've got to be kidding me. I don't even know if there was any contact, and bump got called on Griffin.
Yeah, and you kind of want to be like, you're going to start calling that now. What, so the final box score shows more fouls?
That's her third, so Cadence with a chance of the one and bonus. I mean, I honestly don't even know if there was any contact there. There was like, I mean, every time Capri's handling it in the first half, there was more contact just on her trying to get it up the court one time. First free throw, no good. Rebound comes down to Hutchinson for Morton. Streak struggling from the line. Griffin in the right corner for Morton, 6:20 to play. Now it's Lamprecht with it in the right corner, working against Kiara Kilgore. Brings
no
to the
pressure.
Wing. Top of the key, Van Meenen. Left wing, Hobson. Now this is Lamprecht with it. Down the left side, up off the glass and in.
Well, and the Streaks aren't pressuring them. They're letting them go for layups at this point. 23-point deficit now.
6 minutes to play, 50-27 is the Morton lead. Now it's Capri Ferguson with it. Right wing it goes to Cadence Leidick. Cadence on the dribble to Soraya Boyd. Her pass stolen away. Streaks turn it over with under 6 minutes to play. Hobson across midcourt on the dribble left side. Got knocked away. Griffin comes up with it. Now it's Van Meenen. Left corner it goes to Hutchinson. Try to get to Griffin, posted up for some reason. Soraya Boyd comes away with a steal for the Streaks.
15 turnovers now for Morton, just the fifth of the half for them. Streaks have 9 in this half, 22 for the game.
5:23 to play. Kira Kilgore, left baseline, penetrates, stops, kicks, and her pass gets stolen away. Try to get over to Cadence.
We keep trying to throw it through the heart of the defense.
Now Lamprecht with a three right wing up and in. Nobody got out and pressured her. She's having a big night.
No.
Make it 53-27, 5:03 to play in the ball game.
I think the mercy rule is still in effect in sectional play, and if it is, we're nearing that, and the Streaks just throw it out of bounds. It's getting pretty lackadaisical out there on the Streaks.
24 turnovers now?
24 turnovers, 11 in the half.
27 points for the Streaks. Alexis Edgerson in, Grace Nelson in, as Kiara Kilgore, Capri Ferguson will take a break. 4:56 to play.
More depressingly, the Streaks are being outscored 27-7 in this half.
Wow. Hutchinson out high on the right side, being guarded by Alexis Edgerson. Now it is Van Meenen with it between the circles. Out high left side, Lamprecht. 4:40 to play. Lamprecht on the dribble to Hutchinson. Again, they're going to work some clock. Van Meenen on the volleyball spike line down the right side of the lane. Shot blocked by Abby Davidson.
Good D by Abby.
And it'll go back to Morton as Juniper Schwartzman checks in. She'll replace Abby Davidson with 4.5 minutes to play. All right, so Streaks trail 53-27, 4.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Lily Clark getting ready to check in for the Streaks. Inbound comes to Griffin. Right wing, this is Van Meenen. Out high right side, it's Hobson. Swing it over the left wing to Griffin.
Streaks just have two starters in the game right now. They have Cadence Leidick and Grace Nelson are the only starters in the game.
Lamprecht top of the key, 4:11 to play. Left baseline, it goes to Griffin, brings it out to the wing, hands off to Lamprecht. She'll drive left baseline, pushes off again on Cadence, no call, missed the shot, got her own rebound, and her pass got away, but it's grabbed by Van Meenen. Now Griffin has the top of the key. Van Meenen gives to Hobson on the volleyball spike line between the circles. Now it's Griffin.
Coach Becker's going to clear his bench here.
Van Meenen, 3:44 to play. Now it's Hobson with it. Down the right side of the lane, up off the glass, missed it, and the rebound went off of Soraya's hand, but Grace Nelson comes away with it and gets pushed out. No, they're going to say she stepped out of bounds. She's getting pushed out of bounds by Hutchinson. there's another Streaks turnover with 3:33 to play.
Both coaches go to the bench, it looks like here. Lily Clark's
on. We're going to call a mass timeout now. 3:33 to play. Streaks trail 53-27. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Tyler Gum from WGIL. Mark your calendar for the second and third Friday of each month when the Oaks Senior Center hosts a dinner and country and oldies music show and dance. Dinner starts at 5, the band begins at 7. They're seating for 100 with a large dance floor, so come out to 176 Farnham in Galesburg. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
.333 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail 53-27. In for the Streaks, Juniper Schwartzman, Lily Clark, Addie McLaughlin, Alexis Edgerson, and Addison Peck. So Coach Massey conceding here. Coach Becker has cleared his bench as well. And Morton with it. All right, looks like a season may come to an end here. We'll see. Inbound is knocked away, goes to the floor. Now we're going to have a tie-up. Are they going to call the jump ball? They do. I'm not even sure if we had a hold of it at that point, but the possession arrow points toward Morton, so they'll do it again. In for Morton, got Abby Pollard. Right wing, this is at 33. Amelia Miller.
I don't know how you can read that without magnifying glass.
I know. Gabby
shot
Peter
up and good for Anja Ruxlow.
Okay.
And we're about to get a running clock if the Shrieks can't find a bucket here.
Top of the key, Addie McLaughlin thought about the three, didn't pull the trigger. Right side, Lily Clark, 15-footer is up and good. Lily Clark gets the shot up and in. The junior, 55-29.
Just the ninth point of the half for the Shrieks.
Shaping with it. Now a steal by Juniper Schwartzman. Juniper on the dribble, goes down the left side, lays it up with left hand, missed it. Rebound to Addie McLaughlin, puts it up and in, and she's fouled. So Addie McLaughlin with the two. A chance at three. The foul goes against who?
Goes against number 33, Amelia Miller.
That's her first. Juniper Schwartzman will head out, as will Alexis Edgerton. Kayla Pendergast comes in. Also Antonia Kistler.
Julia Robinson.
Julie Robinson also. And Antonia Kistler. Who else went out? Somebody else went out. Free throw no good. Morton comes away with it. Rucklow with it. Miller got away underneath, missed the shot. Rebound comes away too.
Now we're going to call a foul.
Yeah, Addie McLaughlin, and she gets fouled from behind. Now we'll walk it down this way. Rucklow gets called for the foul, and Addie McLaughlin will walk it down this way. She just missed one moment ago. She'll get a chance at the one and bonus here. 2:25 to play, 55-31 is the lead. Addie McLaughlin puts it up and in. Oh, Coach Massey's talking to the official about something.
Well, he's the official that barely ever blows his whistle, so you're not going to get much out of him.
Wow. First one good by Addie. Second shot is up and good as well. She's got 4 points now, and it's 55-33, Morton. 2:20 to play in the ball game. Potter's with it. Miller on the left wing. Top of the key goes to, is that Rogers or Ragers? I can't tell. This print's too small.
Anyway, Rogers.
They turn it over. It's going to come back to the Streaks. Kayla Pendergast to inbound. And Addie McLaughlin will set the offense for the Streaks with 2:07 to play. Bounces for Julie Robinson on high right side. Headed goes to Addison Peck at the free throw line. Left wing to Antonia Kistler. Top of the key, Addie McLaughlin dribbles right. Julia Robinson now with it, picks up, looks for help, gets to Addie McLaughlin with 1:54 to play. Right corner, Kayla Pendergast fires a three, missed it. And away with a rebound for Morton is Ruxlow. Now the right side gets fouled. Who's it going to go?
They shoot the threes Thursday, right?
Yeah, Thursday night, because I didn't know, I was wondering why they weren't shooting here tonight.
Yeah.
Foul one against Addie McLaughlin.
So Kayla will be participating in that. So will Addie.
Yep. So Ruxlow at the line with two shot.
First one up
makes
good.
The first. She's got three. 56-33, 1:45 to play in the ball game. Yeah, Geneseo, there's way more green over there than there is red. Second shot, no good, and with a rebound, Antonia Kistler for the Streaks. Gets to Addie McLaughlin. She'll bring it up left of the center circle. Left wing to Antonia Kistler. Puts on the floor, drives in, kicks it over to right wing to Julia Robinson. Down the right block, Addison Peck. A little five-footer up and good. Nice move by Addison Peck. Gets it up and in.
The unfortunate thing, Tom, is had this been a close one down the stretch, realistically, I'm sure a lot of that green and some of the orange would have been all the orange would have been cheering on our side.
Absolutely. All right. Inside, ball knocked away by Antonia Kistler. Addie McLaughlin comes away with it for the Streaks. Addie splits the defenders right down the middle, up off the glass. Oh, missed it too hard on it. Julia Robinson with a rebound, 1:03 to play. Looks for help. Bounces right wing to Kayla Pendergast. Now Addie McLaughlin out right of the center circle. Dribbles left. Left wing to Antonia Kistler. Right wing goes to Julie Robinson, drives baseline, pulls up from behind the glass, and the shot gets partially blocked. We have a tie-up, and the possession should point toward the Streaks. 46.4 to play in the ball game and in the season for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Addie McLaughlin inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. And it comes left baseline, Antonia Kistler to Addie McLaughlin now. In the left corner. Kicks out to Julia Robinson. She's got it between the circles. Splits the defenders with 38 seconds to play. Had Addie McLaughlin top of the key. Take that three. Didn't pull the trigger on it.
I don't know what Addie's waiting for.
Now drove in. Scooped it up with the left hand. Missed it. And the rebound, they're going to say it went off of Morton last. So the Streaks will have it down on the right baseline. Thought Addison Peck had gotten a handoff, but it goes off of the Potter. So Addie McLaughlin will inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. 29.2 to play.
See if the Streaks can get this under 20. Nope.
Yep. Turn it over on the inbound. Morton with it. Pollard with it. Three-pointer no good. Rebound, Addie McLaughlin. Down court it goes to Antonia Kistler. Got two to beat. Down the left side. Runner up off the glass. Too strong. Rebound, Julia Robinson up on the glass. Can't hit, but she gets fouled.
Who got that rebound for us on the other end?
Addie McLaughlin.
McLaughlin.
So Julia Robinson goes to the free throw line.
And trying to look through all kinds of bleachers and railings. Yeah. It makes it tough to see numbers at times.
Lydia Rogers with a foul. Julia Robinson to the free throw line. First shot is up. Missed it. 13.4 seconds to play in the season. All coming to an end here tonight. Good season for the Streaks. Another 21 season for Coach Massey. Second shot no good. And Morton with a rebound. 8 seconds to play. And a three-pointer from straight on. Up and good by Ruxlow. And that is going to do it. 59-35, the final score. The Morton Potters end the Galesburg Silver Streaks season here in the sectional semifinals. Streaks fall 59-35. We will come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll run down post-game stats. We'll get a chance to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game as well. Streaks fall here tonight, 59-35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Stretch your dollar with 11% off everything at Menards. Save big money on your next project right now. We offer the world's best selection of molding with over 1,000 different sizes and styles in stock. Choose from over 400 ready-to-finish woods, primed and water-resistant options, and pre-finished options. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through February 26th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from WGIL. Become an animal expert when you join the Galesburg Public Library's Animal Explorers Club for kids in grades K through 3. Participants receive a free take-home kit with books on the animal of the month and an explorer guide, then meet to share info and enjoy activities on the last Tuesday of each month. Find out how to register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly cloudy and windy tonight, overnight low at 12. The wind chill as low as 4 below zero overnight. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 24. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, slight chance of snow after midnight with an overnight low of 18. Thursday, mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of snow afternoon with a high of 29. While Thursday night, snow likely through midnight with an overnight low of 18. It's 21 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks fall here tonight. Final score, Morton 59, Galesburg 35. Streaks are outscored 14-8 in the final 8 minutes. And the season comes to the end for the Galesburg Silver. I think I said it also on the air. I think that the game following ours was going to be Geneseo and Notre Dame, but Washington, I don't know where I had in my head that Notre Dame won.
I totally missed that if you said it, because I knew it, maybe just because I knew it was Washington.
I think it was in the pregame I had mentioned it. So because you mentioned the orange, like, why is it orange? Notre Dame wears green. It should be green on green. But, yeah, I see all the orange and the Washington Panthers. So Washington and Geneseo here tonight. These two teams actually met in the championship of the State Farm Classic down
in Bloomington. Yeah, you actually said that when we were on the air the other day, the rematch of that. So.
Yeah, so I don't know where.
I don't know. You had it right the other day when we were up in Sterling.
All right, so it'll be Geneseo and Washington to move on to play against Morton. Let's see. So this is a rematch, and I guess either way it'll be a rematch. If it's Washington wins tonight, it'll be the fourth game between them and Morton. I think Washington took two of three. They beat them at the State Farm Classic, and they split in the Middle Atlantic Conference. And I believe Geneseo actually had beaten Morton earlier in the year as well. So we'll see what happens in this one tonight. Well, the streak season ends 23-11, the final record for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. As their season comes to an end, Morton moves to 24-6 in another sectional championship game. Seems like we've done a lot of sectional games here at this school.
Well, I know that I think this is only the second time we've been here for the sectionals, actually.
Sure?
I think, because the last time we were here was that Sabrina Clay and those guys, and they lost.
You know what? I think I might have done a couple before you were along with. I think Norm Meyer and I might have done a couple here.
And that might be true.
Yeah, so I know it just seems like we've been here a whole bunch of times. But anyway, sometimes it's been good to us, sometimes it hasn't. And this was one of those nights where it wasn't nearly as good to us, and Morton comes away with a win here tonight. All right. No idea how long it'll take before Coach Massey gets up here to have a chat with us, talking with the girls. You know, final game of the careers for some of the streaks, the four seniors anyway. So we'll take a timeout and come back and get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We will also run down some stats, and eventually we'll name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time player of the game as well. Streaks fall 59-35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental. Galesburg Car Care. And Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Knoxville Methodist Church Food Pantry, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks fall here tonight, 59-35, the final score. Oh, Coach was looking for us. He just found us up here. Coach Massey is making his way up to our broadcast position here. Our post-game coach's interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. 59-35, the final score. Morton comes away with the victory here tonight over the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and their season comes to an end here. Coach has quite a trek to get up here. Through the hallway, up the stairs, a couple flights, and here we are up in the corner as we're joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And, Coach, Eric was saying right when we got to the right after the game, you look at a group of stats and we hold her to 11 points and you think, gosh, you just look at that and you think we're going to be right in the ballgame. What you do, you did a great job on her early and then get in some foul trouble and kind of took us away from some things.
Yeah, Coach Biddle did a real nice job of worked with the post and designed what we wanted to do defensively and things like, unfortunately, what happened is that one of those games for us to win, we've got to have so many things go right. And in the first half, I thought, we got down 10-2 but the kids stayed with it, and they ended up toughed it out. But we just couldn't in the first half. We just quite couldn't get a break. You know, the three there at the end of the half, you know, was a killer with it. But then in the second half, we came out and we just our offense let us down.
Yeah, it was unfortunate the way that the first half ended. In fact, their last 6 points, the traditional 3-point play under the basket, where I'm not sure where the contact was, and then the push off wanted to get open for the three that she made at the end of the half. Like, that was almost felt like a dagger going in, because you'd made such a great comeback, and you had tied it, what I think, at 18, and then those last 6 points were tough to swallow heading into the half.
Yeah, we had a 20-20, I think, and then they got the two threes there, and it just, you know, what happened was then, you know, they hit a couple threes in this beginning of the second half, and you know, as I said, we just needed so many things to go right, and they didn't, and you know, we were focused so hard trying to defend 31, some other people eventually did hurt us.
You know, the bright spots, especially looking at that second quarter, the comeback after getting down early, and you honestly, you had them frustrated because they ended up, we had them for 10 turnovers in the first half. That's unusual for them, and I think you really frustrated them. You looked at them on the offensive end here, and they were confused, and they threw it away a couple times, not totally unforced, but you guys forced them in. I think they just weren't sure where they were at for a while in that second quarter.
Yeah, and I mean, you look throughout the year, when we've been successful, what's been important to us is to get some easy baskets and some breakaways. And, you know, we got a couple of those in the first half, but we just didn't have anything like that going in the second half. It was a tough day.
Well, unfortunately, the season comes to an end here tonight. You got four seniors that their last go around in the program, and girls that have been a mainstay for the last 4 years for you and done some really good things for this program.
Right, and all four have stepped up and played well for us. You know, Cadence is somebody that's been a regular for 3 years and plays with so much heart. She'll be really, really tough to replace that way. But the four seniors of where the program was when they came in, where it is now, they did what, you know, good players do. They elevated the program to a little bit different level, and, you know, here we are playing. And I said to the younger players that hopefully for them, you know, what happens is they're excited about, you know, last week and how neat that felt, and then they look at the atmosphere here and they end up use this as a little bit of fuel to inspire them to maybe take the program back to another level.
You have some kids that are going to be juniors that played really well for you. And then, you know, if you look at what Coach Rux did with the sophomore squad again, they were a team that was fun to watch. They just seemed like they were really steady. They always seemed to play hard. So it's actually going to be kind of fun to watch all those kids kind of back together again as juniors next year.
Yeah.
Coach, thanks so much for what you do for us all season long, pregame, postgame, win or loss. We always appreciate your time, and we look forward to assuming you're going to be back with us again next year.
Yeah. So, we appreciate, you know, everything you've done. So,
Coach, thank you so much again.
Yep.
Safe travels.
Bye.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Streaks fall by a final of 59 to 35 here tonight. Well, let's go ahead and get into some postgame stats. He wasn't committing to next year yet.
No, very non-committal.
we'll see. Oh, I mean, it's always, you know, you sit back and think about it after the loss, and he'll get a few days and get to think about that. All right, so let's start with scoring-wise for the Streaks. Only one player in double figures. That was Kiara Kilgore with 11 points, 3 baskets, 3 twos, a three, and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Not a lot of points other than that. Cadence Leidick with 4 on a couple of baskets, 0 for 1 from line. 4 points for Abby Lingenfelter on a couple of baskets. 3 points for Abby Davidson, a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Capri Ferguson on 3 for 4 from the line. 3 points for Addie McLaughlin on the bench, 3 for 4 a basket, and one for 3 from the line.
Who's that?
Addie McLaughlin.
Addie McLaughlin was 2 for 3 from the line.
Oh, she had 4 points. Okay, yep. 4 points, okay. I had one. I couldn't tell if I had an X in the circle or not. So 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 4 points for Addie McLaughlin. Soraya Boyd with 2 points on 2 for 2 from the line. 2 for Lily Clark on a basket. Streaks 9 for 16 from the line. Actually, we should be 10 for 16, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did I miss that one? 10 for 16 from the line, just the 1 3-pointer in the game. For Morton, it was Tatum Lamprecht leading the way, 17 points. He went kind of nuts on us in the second half, had 4 in the first half, ended up with 17. 4 twos, a 3, 4 for 6 from the free throw line. 12 points for Ellie Van Meenen. All those came from behind the arc on 4 3-pointers, 0 for 2 from the line, 11 for Katie Krupa on 3 twos. That 3 at the end of the half pushed off Soraya Boyd, just knocked her out of the way and went up and made the long 3-pointer. 2 for 5 from the free throw line, 9 points for Maggie Hobson, 3 baskets, 3 for 3 from the line, 6 points for Ruxler on the bench on the 3, 2, and 1 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Paige Griffin on a basket off the bench. Isabella Hutchinson with 2 on a basket. 10 for 18 from the line. 7 3-pointers in the game for Morton.
Streaks turned the ball over 26 times, 13 each half. That's way too many. Not going to win many games against good teams turning the ball over 26 times. Morton turned it over 18 times, which is, like we've talked about, a little high for them. Streaks did out-rebound Morton 27-26. Both teams had 9 offensive rebounds. Morton finishes the game 21 of 47 from the field, including 7 of 17 from downtown, 14 of 30 from inside the arc. Streaks just 12 of 36 from the field, 1 of 7 from downtown, 11 of 29 from inside the arc. Points in addition to stats in addition to the points Tom told you about. Julia Robinson has an assist and 2 rebounds. Addison Peck had a rebound to go with her 2 points. Abby Davidson finishes with 5 rebounds, 2 blocks, and a steal. Soraya Boy got 3 rebounds and a steal. Abby Langenfelter, 3 rebounds. Antonia Kitzler had a board. Cadence Leidick had 4 rebounds and 3 steals. Addie McLaughlin had 2 rebounds and a steal. Let's see. Alexis Edgerson had an assist. Capri Ferguson had 2 rebounds and 3 assists. Grace Nelson had a rebound, an assist, and a steal. Kerry Kilgore had a rebound, 3 assists, or 3 steals, excuse me. And that was it for the stats in addition to the points.
All right, so the Streaks struggle here tonight. 35 points, 26 turnovers. Morton's, they're a good team. Absolutely
yeah.
good team. And Streaks, as Coach Massey said, he said, you know, so many things have to go right when you're playing against a team like this. You don't have to play a perfect game, but you have to play a really, really good game. You can't, you know, 10 to 15 turnovers you can get away with. 26 you're not going to get away with a team like this. And you know, it would have been probably a bigger lead early, except for the fact that we were forcing Morton into some frustration and probably more turnovers than they would normally commit, especially that first half.
Right, and it's unfortunate because, like Coach talked about, it, if the girls had buried their heads there in that first quarter, you're down at 10-2, and if they would have just went into a corner, you would have seen a much uglier game earlier. Fortunately, the Streaks were able to turn it around, and they were able to find their mojo and get back into this one. They tied it at 18. But from the point they tied it at 18, there wasn't much doing for the Streaks as they end up only scoring 17 points the rest of the way, and Morton scored 41. So getting out of score 41-17 from that point is just difficult.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, fourth quarter, 14-8 they outscored. Of course, the subs were in most of that anyway, but so the Streaks fall here tonight to the Morton Potters. Season comes to an end. Morton moves on to the sectional championship coming up on Thursday night against the winner of this game between Geneseo and Washington. Should be quite a battle between these two teams. They played a pretty close game down at the State Farm Classic Championship over the Christmas holiday. All right, Streaks fall 59-35. We'll come back. Our final order of business is to name a day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll do that next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
This is Autumn
Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Back here at LaSalle Brew High School.
I don't think I've ever seen that, Tom.
Yeah, they played the national anthem again. I've never seen that before. Even when there's been two games in the postseason before, it's always been before the first game.
Right.
And they did play it before our game, then they just did it again before this game. So that was odd coming out of the break with another national anthem. All right, final score tonight. The Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Morton Potters. 59-35 was the final score. Our final order of business is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. This is a tough one. You had Abby Lingenfelter did a great job defensively against Krupa. She got some help on it, though, as well. Didn't see a ton of playing time because of foul trouble. The Streaks, we had some trouble handling the ball and, a lot of turnovers. So you almost look at kind of what kept us in it. 9 points in the first half, only ended up with 11 for the game. But offensively, this young lady, she's done it for us throughout the season.
Yeah, well, in a game like this, that was points were hard to come by for the Streaks. Kara Kilgore, the sophomore, stepped up yet again. She didn't have her best shooting night. She was just 4 of 14 from the field, but she was 2 of 2 from the stripe. She finishes with 11 points, 3 steals, and a rebound. A game where really no one could get anything going offensively. She was at least able to give the Streaks some kind of scoring spark.
So Kara Kilgore, our final Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game for the season. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Well, thanks. Dave Dunn, Dave's Auto Body, they've been a longtime sponsor of Galesburg Silver Streak Sports. They support athletics here in the city of Galesburg. We're going to support our station. We always appreciate Dave and what they do with us. Of course, Galesburg Nissan, they provide our transportation. They do it all season long, boys basketball, girls basketball, football as well. And we appreciate Jeff Klink and the whole crew there. And, if you're looking for a new Nissan, you can find it, you can get it, but you got to get out there and talk to them. I mean, they got a whole truckload in on Friday. They're all gone already. People are snatching them up. The great thing is, though, they're still dealing with you the same way they always have. They're giving you a great deal. They're not jacking the price up like a lot of places are. In fact, they've had people come because they can't find vehicles otherwhere that aren't, the prices aren't getting jacked up. So they're coming from St. Louis, Dallas now too. Jeff told me a story today about one that's coming from Dallas, going to fly up and drive one back. So wow. They're doing a great job there. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street, and Galesburg, home of a lifetime warranty. Of course, our pregame coaches interview sponsor, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Our postgame coaches interview sponsor, Courtright Construction in Oneida. So, and thanks to all the sponsors that support us. We can't do it without them.
Right.
And we appreciate that. Our management as well. And of course, Coach Massey. And, it's not easy to come up here and talk about games, especially after a loss.
Yeah.
Especially after a loss like this tonight. It's the end of the season, or a tough loss where maybe you should have won a game. Never easy, and we always appreciate the fact that he comes up and chats with us and keeps us updated on what's going on. All right. Well, 59-35 came to an end tonight, and, we knew coming in it was going to be a tough task.
Yes, and we talked about the fact, Coach Massey said, it was going to take a lot to go right for the Streaks to win this game. Unfortunately, few of those things did go right.
So Washington and Geneseo underway. Washington had 3 jumps out to the lead. And Cammy Ludwig just, threw the ball away right into somebody's hands there momentarily. So now Geneseo comes back with a 3. So this should be a good one here tonight. Washington and Geneseo, the winner of this one, will move on to take on Morton for the sectional championship coming up Thursday night. Of course, also Thursday night we'll have Addie McLaughlin and Kayla Pendergast shooting in the three-point contest up here. And hopefully they'll get a chance to move on. Well, partner, been a fun year once again. It seems like a really, really long one after last
right.
year.
Well,
oh, my gosh.
It is. It doesn't, because the other side of last year was we got done later in the year, you know,
yeah.
because of the fact we started later.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. All right. Well, Streaks fall 59-35, and hopefully we'll be back bringing more Silver Streak girls basketball next year. Thanks to our studio engineer, Clark Burnett, for Eric Gibson. Tom Meredith saying good night from LaSalle.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.